I'm still feasting on Sunday services. I guess it's like some of you said to me, it was beyond words. But do you know that the words that the Scripture promises us now, and I think that's what this message we've been listening to from Brother Branham on God Unveiled really tells us in as simple a way as we can read it, that something wonderful is happening to us. Amen. And that there's supposed to be a time come when we which are alive and remain in this sinful, ungodly, troubled world, we'll realize that God is veiled in our flesh.
Yes.
Now, I don't know whether that means anything to you or not, because maybe you've given up hope for it, but if you realize that he took your sins away, then there's no reason why he can't dwell in your temple. And I don't know any better news that I could give you than to tell you that the mystery of God has been revealed, and that there's a congregation of people, there are a group of people, even Brother Branham called them a small group, that's going to have an understanding that God dwells in them. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the mystery of God. Now, when there were people who followed Brother Branham for years, saw him, they recognized that God was doing something out of the ordinary, and they substituted him for Jesus Christ. And he said, that makes him Antichrist. But he said, if you're saying Christ lives in me, he says, I pray you're 100% correct. And every one of us that believe Brother Branham to be Malachi 4, believe that God dwelled in Brother Branham. But it not just in Brother Branham. And that's what this sermon that Brother Branham preached, and he knew it was going to be so controversial that he withheld it from the public. Because people are not accustomed to thinking along these lines. God can be veiled in my flesh? And Brother Branham started off by talking about God was veiled in Noah. When Noah spoke, whatever he said, he was a prophet, but he was a mouthpiece. That was God to those people.
Amen.
When Moses came along and he had the word of God, he was God to those people.
Yes.
When David and the other prophets came along, he was God to those people. But Brother Branham said that was only part of him, because they went back being the men that they were before. But he said then when Jesus Christ was born and came on this earth, he was God in the fullness bodily. And all of these others pointed forward to him. And after that, everybody that manifested itself into pointed back to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But there's coming a day at the end when there was to be a prophet, according to Malachi 4, that was going to be God to the people because he had the word of God. And whenever people believed that, then they too could become like Jesus Christ, and they would become God in their flesh.
Amen.
Now that's in simplicity that Brother Branham gave it. Now, I have studied this sermon this time more than I have at any time ever since I've been in the message. And I read it last night again. I've read it twice today. And there are some quotes that I want to point out to you that Brother Branham said. And then we're going to let him preach the last 35 minutes of it to us tonight himself. This tape was preached in 1954 on June the 14th. And Brother Branham held his tape, and it wasn't released until April of 66. But Brother Branham preached it again on the 29th of June when he went to Philadelphia and preached Mighty God Unveiled in the church up there. But let's go to paragraph 281 through 285 tonight, and let's read this together, because I think in these paragraphs, Brother Branham gives a summation of what I just said to you. Now, like he was in Moses when the word was in Moses, he was God in flesh. When it was Jesus, it was God in flesh. Only thing he done was change his mask, not his word, not his nature. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He only changed his form. He changed from Noah to Moses. He changed from Moses to David, from David, Joseph, on down till he came into the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And y'all may go if you wish. I'm sorry. It's still the same God. Amen. I hope that gets through. Is it getting through?
Amen.
It's the same God, but he just takes on another veil. He did it in the reformers, taking on a veil. Now, who were the reformers? Remember they were Martin Luther, John Wesley? Taking on a veil until finally it came down through the Lutheran age, down through the other age, then finally it comes out into the complete. Now, complete. Just before it comes, a prophet arises again. Now, I want us to stop right there because we need to know that, because there's some people that says, well, it come incomplete in Brother Branham. But look what Brother Branham said next. Just before it comes, a prophet arises.
Amen.
Now, that is Brother Branham to me.
Yes.
So, the complete, there had to be the prophet arise first. Showing back here, revealing what's been done, what's been left off, that the church will be without, not without understanding. Then when this fades out, then like John said, I must decrease, he must increase. That sure makes Brother Branham just like John the Baptist, forerunning the first coming, doesn't it?
Amen.
He is fully manifested through Luther, Wesley, and the Pentecostal age. And on down, he is fully manifested, you see, come down. Just the manifestation, God unfolding. See him now? Now, hold it there, because I don't know, but I have found three different ways that's been printed. See him now? Now, I pointed out to you that day that that now is not a time. To me, that's see, because in the book I have, it only has the word see, period. But this one has him. See him now? But to me, the way the tape says it, and you listen to it tonight, it says see, period. Now, notice. Those two together, Brother Bradley is saying, now notice.
Right.
Not a time of now. Now notice, fulfilling his promises for this day as they had. Now Moses was the word that day because the word was given to him for that day. Moses. Joseph was the word in his days, portraying Christ exactly. See, each one of them was the word. And when Jesus came, he was the word in his fullness because the whole plan of redemption laid in him. The whole plan of redemption did not lay in Moses, did not lay in Joseph, did not lay in Elijah. See, they were only part of the word, pointing to it. See, now notice. See, there's that now notice again. See how he starts a sentence with it? Now notice, keep your thought. Here it comes, as I say. See, the whole plan wasn't in them. They were pointing to it.
Yes.
Now we go to paragraph 291. And as a Christian, I'm identified with him. Amen. I was with Noah when he went in the ark. I was with Moses when he came out of Egypt. Amen. I was Elijah on Mount Carmel here, but in the other two places, I was with Elijah. Now, I believe Brother Branham's saying he was with Elijah, that he was. Brother Branham never claimed to be Elijah the Tishbite.
Right.
This is an error. When it says, I was Elijah in Mount Carmel. No, he said, I was with Elijah. And I don't have it within my power to correct the printing or on the tape either one. But Brother Branham says, I was with Elijah. Now, let me tell you why. Yes, sir. Glory to God. I was with him when he did that. I was truly with him. He says it twice. Now, my question, folks, why would anybody write a statement, I was Elijah on Mount Carmel, when they know in principle that's wrong?
Yeah.
See, they have to believe something that's an error. And when this was printed years ago, this was pointed out, but this is what they believed and this is what they had the influence to print. I was truly with him. I identified myself in his death there on Calvary. When I died to the things of the world, to myself and all traditions, I was identified with him. I was identified with him on Easter morning when he rose from the dead. And you know what? We need to say the same thing.
Amen.
I was identified him with the day on Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down like a rushing mighty wind. I was identified with him. All that he was, I am. All that I am, he was. Amen. Being dead in him, we're identified with him. What he is, I am.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, paragraph 294. I am happy today to be one of them being identified with the Word, which is Christ, identified with him. Being baptized into him, we become identified. Identified in his likeness, identified with his Word, which is him. If I am in Christ, I am his Word. For he is the Word, and what he is, I am. Do you get it?
Yes.
Paragraph 335. But what's it to be done in the last days? What is to reveal? Bring forth. What's Malachi 4 to do? Now, I'd say Brother Brown's talking about himself now.
Yes.
To turn back the people from that stumbling block, to break down the traditions, and to reveal the bread with the Shekinah glory, watch it ripen and produce just exactly what it said it would do.
Amen.
The show bread for this age. To the denomination, a stumbling block, a bunch of fanatics. But we who believe. Now I want you to notice this. But now as Revelation 10 has promised, all the mysteries of God that's been hid in the pages down through them years would be ripened, brought forth in the age of the seventh angel's message. Is that right? Now, Brother, I'm talking about Revelation 10, and this seventh angel's message is himself. Now, what did he say a year and 6 months ago about, or 2 years now? Go out to Tucson, be north of Tucson, a great blast. And what would take place? The seals would be open. The seals that reveal these things come back just as he said. What is it? It shows it cannot be man. It hits perfectly, just as straight as it can be each time. What is it? It's the hand of God, see, before us. And because it's a little group veiled in human flesh, it's veiled to the outside world. He is hid from the outside world. He is revealing himself to babes such as will learn. See, that's right. Now we go to paragraph 342, and I want you to notice this. Or Revelations 19, rather. I had it wrote down here, Revelations 10, to go to it. But it isn't 10, it's 19. Revelation 10 is the angel with a rainbow in his head and so forth coming down. And Brother Branham referred to Revelation 10, but he says, not 10, it's 19. Now, what is Revelation 19? It's the Lord coming back on a white horse.
Amen.
With all of his saints on white horses behind him. And the people who want to make the coming of the Lord, Revelation 10, need to read this verse.
Amen.
Good. Brother Branham said, not Revelation 10 to go to. It ain't 10, it's 19. When he comes, he is going to be called the Word of God,
yes,
riding upon a white horse.
Amen.
And the followers of heaven will be behind him.
Right.
Was that all of it?
Yes.
I want you to hear Brother Branham say these things. I pointed these particular paragraphs out to it, but now you hear the prophet say it with his own voice, his own anointing, his own enunciation, his own spirit. And I pray tonight that we'll get into this, because this is the last portion of this tape. But I think that in this portion, Brother Branham sums it up. And at the end of it, Brother Branham leads us in worship. And I want us to worship with Brother Branham tonight. When he sings, I want you to sing. Because so many times people come along and say, well, there's a president of the Lord that does this and you ought to do this. But listen, you just listen to the after service of Brother Branham, and you'll see that God is just as good to us right now. A lot of people think if it's not something out of the ordinary, window rattling and so forth, you don't do anything. But just listen to Brother Branham when he sings these songs with him, he says, you feel that presence of God?
Right.
See, it's an attitude,
yes,
that you take toward. You should be able to do it by yourself. But he allows us to do it together in the things of the Lord. Let's stand and sing Only Believe, and we'll let Brother Branham preach this 35 minutes for us. Yes, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Yes, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. I'd like to have the attitude as you're seated that just like the Apostle Paul, if somebody had brought us one of his tapes and we heard it for the first time, how we'd listen and pay attention to every word. Now, you've heard Brother Branham before, but tonight I want you to listen. It's like this is the first time you've ever heard it. And in your spirit and your attitude, receive these words, because he is telling you that there's a great mystery here, that God himself, the creator of the heavens and the earth, almighty, all-powerful God, has promised to dwell in you.
Amen.
And God veiled in your human flesh.
Yes.
Folks, that'd be greater than somebody come along and tell you you won the lottery.
Amen.
Had some lady call me this week, want to pray that her daddy would win the lottery so they could pay their debts. I said, sister, he's already got a promise of something even greater than that.
Amen.
That's the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
God bless you as you're seated tonight.
Like he was in Moses. When the word was in Moses, he was God in flesh. When it was in Jesus, he was God in flesh. See? Only thing he done was change his mass, not his word, not his nature. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He only changed his form. He changed from Noah to Moses. He changed from Moses to David, from David, Joseph, on down until he come into the fullness of the Godhead bodily. See? It's still the same God.
Amen.
I hope that gets through. See? It is the same God. But he just takes on another veil. See? He puts on another veil. He did it in the Reformers. Taking on a veil. Until finally, they come down through the Lutheran age. Down through the other age. Then finally comes out into the complete, just before it comes, a prophet arises again. What it does, it foreshadows the word, showing back here, revealing what's been done, what's been left off, that the church would be without, not without understanding. Then when this fades out, then like John said, I must decrease, he must increase, then all in all comes into him. He's fully manifested. Through Luther, Wesley, Pentecostal age, and on down, he's fully manifested, you see. Come down, just a manifestation, God unfolding. See, now notice, fulfilled in his promises for this day as they had. Now Moses was the word that day because the word was given to him for that day.
Amen.
Moses. Joseph was the word in his days, portraying Christ exactly. See, each one of them was the word. And when Jesus came, he was the word in his fullness because the whole plan of redemption laid in him. The whole plan of redemption didn't lay in Moses, didn't lay in Joseph, didn't lay in Elijah. See? They were only part of the word pointing to it. See? Now notice, keep your thought. Here it comes. As I say. See, the whole plan wasn't in them. They were pointing to it. Therefore, after him, the fullness, we cannot point to something else. It points back to him.
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
This is a complete revelation.
Amen.
Nothing can be added or taken away from it. There's the complete revelation. All of that a shadow of him to come, but when he come, he was a perfect. Hebrews 1, God in sundry times spoke to the fathers through the prophets. God spoke through veils, the prophets. But in this last days, through his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There you are. Unveiled out there on Calvary, the Son of God. Unveiled. Notice, made alive, and today when the word is manifested in human vessels, veils, it's absolutely the word fulfilled in that day, which comes back to God. Being baptized into him, according to 1 Corinthians 12, we become identified with him.
Amen.
Amen. I said a half hour, but can I have just a little bit longer? Look, I just can't miss this right in here. Notice, identified with him. Now notice, how many American citizens is here? Raise up your hand. All right? You are an American citizen, then you are identified with this nation. Whatever this nation is, you must be. Is that right? You're all of her glory and you're all of her shame. You're identified with her. You are an American, so you take on America. Hallelujah. I was a George Washington when he crossed the Delaware. I'm identified with him. That's right. I was at Abraham Lincoln at the Gettysburg address. I was standing there. I was with the soldiers on Guam, you boys, when you hoisted that flag. I was there. I'm an American. I'm identified with it. Amen. Now, to be an American, whatever her shame is in the revolutionary, I bear it. Because I'm an American. That's right. And as a Christian, I'm identified with him. Amen. I was with Noah when he went in the ark. I was with Moses when he came out of Egypt. Amen. I was Elijah on Mount Carmel. Yes, sir. Glory to God. I was with him when he did that. I was truly with him. I identified myself in his death there on Calvary when I died to the things of the world, to myself and all traditions. I was identified with him. I was identified with him on Easter morning when he rose from the dead. I was identified with him on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down like a rushing mighty wind. I was identified with him. All that he was, I am. All that I am, he was. Amen. Being dead in him, we are identified with him. What he is, I am. What this nation is, I am. I'm proud to be that. Yes. I'm ready to bear her shame. Yes. I'm ready to bear her reproach to be American. Yes. That's right. Yes. And I'm double that to Jesus Christ. Yes. All that he ever was, I am. Yes. I like to be identified with him. Yes. Them apostles, when they come back, they thought they'd made fun of and called everything else. They thought it was a great honor to bear the reproach of his name. Yes. I'm happy today to be one of them. Yes. Being identified with the Word, which is Christ, identified with him. Being baptized into him, we become identified in his likeness, identified with his Word, which is him. If I am in Christ, I am his Word. For he is the Word. And what he is, I am. Amen. You get it? All right. The Word manifested or revealed in that revelation in there, then what does that put me? If he is that Shekinah glory, I'm part of it. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. That's right. The Word is self-revealed, reveals itself. Think, the mysteries of God made known to us in this day by the same heavenly messenger that was made known to them in them days. Notice, the same pillar of fire that sent Moses, the same pillar of fire that was on Moses that wrote the Bible, the same pillar of fire that Paul met on his road down to Damascus, and Paul wrote the New Testament. Remember Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they only wrote what they seen, but Paul had the revelation. He pulled it out, or he had met the pillar of fire himself. And think, the same, there Joseph, all them wrote what went on. Everyone wrote back in that day. But when Moses came on the scene, he had the revelation. Amen. He had met the pillar of fire. Amen. And it was revealed to Moses how Genesis, he wrote the first four books of the Bible. Yes. Moses did. Is that right? Yes. For he met God in the form of the pillar of fire, veiled in the pillar of fire. When Paul met him on the road, the disciples just wrote what they seen him do, but Moses had the revelation, went out into Egypt for 3 years and studied and seen the God of the Old Testament, but Jesus of the New. Amen. The revelation, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. That's right. Right. And think of it. The same pillar of fire that come upon those men that wrote the Bible is the same pillar of fire here today interpreting the Bible. Amen. How we thank him for that. Same, what a comfort, what identification. I'm so glad to be identified in that. I don't know what to do. I'd rather be identified in that than all the Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, and all the rest of them. Identified in that Word where that Shekinah glory in Revelation lays. The pillar of fire appearing visibly among us, identifying that the message is right. Like you did at Mount Sinai. I remember before the true message come forth, Moses preached, and he led him out of Egypt. But there before the real commandments was laid down, the seals was brought in. God come down before the people and proved that Moses was sent from him. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
In a pillar of fire that Moses said he had seen in the bush and talked to him. In this last days, to see that same pillar of fire right among us speaking the same word. Not only that, but interpreting it by making it manifest and proving it, it's the truth. So the people has not one way to disbelieve. Let's say just willfully want to. And then he that sins willfully after having a knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Notice, same pillar of fire sent to Moses and to Paul that wrote the Bible, now sent to reveal it. The grace of God, the unchanging God, fulfilling the promises of Matthew 28, Lo, I am with you always. Fulfilling St. John 14:12, the works that I do, you also. Fulfilling St. Luke 17:28-29, in the last days the Son of Man will be revealed.
Amen.
Malachi 4, behold, I send to you Elijah the prophet that will restore the faith of the people back to the original word.
Amen.
Now this thing, oh my, he died to reveal himself to us. Now let us die to self to reveal him to others.
Amen.
Let us die to the traditions and things to reveal him to others. Die to the denominations to reveal him to others. Notice, the old temple had in it the Shekinah glory and the light of the Shekinah. Over the word is the seed. It brought forth the shewbread to believers only. The blood also was upon the covenant. And the blood is the water that lifens the grain, the wheat, the seed, which is the word. Like Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the brass serpent, and then again he said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Moses smote the rock in the wilderness to save a perishing people to bring water. God smote Jesus to bring forth the Spirit out of him for a perishing people.
Amen.
The blood came from him, which is the water of the washing by the word, which the water brings life to the seed.
Amen.
And it brought forth the Shekinah glory, shined upon the word, which brought forth the shewbread.
Amen.
And the shewbread was just for a chosen people.
Amen.
Is that right? Now, breaking into the veil, through the veil, into his presence, where the word is, not the creed, the word. In there, seeing the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah, the power, the Holy Spirit, shining upon the word, bringing forth the promise, shows you're behind the veil.
Amen.
Amen. Across the riven veils where the glory never fails.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm living in the presence of the King.
Yes.
I've crossed the rending veils where the glory never fails. I'm living in the presence of the King.
Hallelujah.
The old badger skin denominations is tore down. I broke through that into the Shekinah glory.
Amen.
And I see the Word. I see the pillar of fire moving. I see the Word made manifest. What he said he would do in these last days, I see it growing. I see the children eating that Shekinah bread coming from the ripening of that word which believes it. Amen. What a wonderful hour we're living in. See, the Shekinah was over the word. And under there was the bread. And there was the blood sprinkled which gives it water. The Spirit gives life to the word. How many heard the tape on the trial? Yes, many of you have. You see there? It takes, that word must grow. In order to grow, it's got to be in the right kind of ground. See? And God makes a promise and it hits that heart. It cannot fail.
Amen.
Noah waited 120 years. Abraham waited 25 years on the child. God said so and that settled it.
Amen.
See, what if the word was there being watered by faith, believing it. It brought forth the results. It brought forth the sun. It brought forth the rain. It brought forth the flood. It brought forth the virgin that was conceived.
Amen.
The prophet said, a virgin shall conceive. No doubt, whatever little young girl went and got her baby clothes ready. Well, this prophet Isaiah was an identified prophet. vindicated of God. And the Lord said, a virgin shall conceive. I'm going to give him a supernatural sign, a great sign. A virgin shall conceive. There will have people and believers just like you all, and they heard that prophet say that. Every little girl, every man said, that's going to be my daughter. Yes, sir. Everybody went and bought the booties and the bird eye and everything, getting ready, because they know that she's going to have it. That generation passed and thought, that identified prophet, vindicated of God. How could he tell anything was wrong? It must be so. It was 800 years later, but she brought forth the baby. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. Here we are. The light over the word. As the light of the sun changes the seed from glory to glory, we also become more like him as we live in his presence. Like him being conformed to his blessed image as we walk with him. Watch what the sun does. You plant a seed. What happens? That seed rots. Inside the seed is a life. The life comes forth and brings forth a stalk. Now that don't look like the first. There's Luther. It was a stalk. All right, the stalk went on. First thing you know, it brought forth a tassel. See? That was the Wesleyan revival. But unlike the other, then along come the Pentecostal revival. See? Brought forth the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All right. What happened? We get fungus on the ear. It begins to look wrong. This thing, that thing. It don't look like the Word. It's not like the rest of it. It's not like the original grain went in. But God is still there to make that just the same. Notice, what does it do? It finally returns back to the original seed again. When he come in the form of Martin Luther, when he come in the form of John Wesley, when he come in the form of the Pentecostal, he's supposed to reveal himself again like the same seed went in, the Son of Man. Amen. He revealed himself as Son of God through the stalk age and so forth, but in this last age, he's revealed himself as Son of Man again. Get it? Amen. All right. Like the beginning, molded, and what does that stalk grow? It's growing all the time. That little stalk grows. Still, it's not like the original grain. Neither was Luther's message. No. Long come the other messages. Finney, Sankey, Knox, Calvin, on down. None of them. They were still the message. But what it was, they didn't get the complete revelation of it because it wasn't time. You can't put the ear on the corn before it's time to come. Amen. See? Then finally, there comes back again the original seed that went into the ground. Amen. See? God follows nature exactly.
Amen.
See, he was born a lamb. That's the reason he was born out in a manger. Lambs are not born in beds. Amen. See, he was led to the Calvary. Sheep are led. That's right. A goat's lead them to the slaughter. You know that, a slaughterhouse. A goat leads them, but they have to be led. That's right. So he was led to the slaughter. See, because he was a lamb, everything identified him in nature. That's the reason he was born in March or April, not in December. Amen. He couldn't be 20 foot of snow up there in that time of year. Not no son God, but he was a son of God. See, Roman son God on the 25th day of December when the solar passes its places in there and they had the Roman circuses and called the son God's birthday and they make it the son of God. No, he was the son of God. Amen. His birthday was with the rest of nature. Exactly. Now, notice again now as we go on, we got a little time left. Now, to the perfect, after the stalk has been formed, after the tassel has been formed, after the grain has come on to the cob, then it has to come to perfection. Back to a regular grain again. And remember, the grain must be germinized. See, if it don't, it won't live. See, none of that was outside of them messages will ever come to life. It has to be germinized to it. But remember, the same life that was in the stalk is in the grain. It's just maturing itself right back. See, he revealed himself what? Son of Man. The grain that went into the ground. Get the message? The Greek said to him, we would see Jesus. He said, except the grain of corn falls into the ground. See? All right. Now, what did he reveal himself next? In a different form. Stalk and tassel and so forth. And all the leaves and everything. He revealed himself then what? Same spirit, but in a different form. See? But what's the last of that corn? It comes back to the original grain.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And his ministry comes from them reformations back to the original.
Amen.
Word again.
Amen.
The word comes to a prophet.
Amen.
And he promised it in Malachi 4 and to restore the faith of the people.
We believe it.
Back to the original grain. What went in the ground is here the same. The grain has come up through here. It come up as Son of God. Now it reveals itself here as Son of Man. And then it reveals itself as Son of David.
Amen.
On the throne. See? And three sons. Just exactly. Oh, my. Again, like the original. Now, to the perfect ministry of himself. Not some man, not some denomination, as they've worked down through that age there. See? But himself made manifest. Manifest himself to the promise, making St. Luke 17:28, Malachi 4 and so forth, Hebrews 13:8, just exactly right. At that time, what time should it be? When the royal seed of Abraham is looking for the promised son. And all types must be fulfilled. And God himself appeared in the form of a human being.
Amen.
To Abraham's natural seed. Before the destruction, and Jesus said it would be the same thing to this royal seed before the promised son returns.
Amen.
Notice the old veil that hid the glory. The old badger skins, there was no beauty to be desired of it. Neither was his flesh. That's the reason people said, a little old stooped over fellow like that, probably 30 years old and gray, and his beard gray, wasn't much to look at. The Bible said there's no beauty we should desire him. He didn't look like a king. The old badger skin, but oh, what was on the inside?
Amen.
And a little bunch of holy rollers sitting together in a hot building like this, they call them. Not much beauty to be desired, but what's on the inside? I'm sure it's veiled from many hearts, you see. All right. Outwardly, it was nothing, but all was on the inside. Once the inside of it, then you see it. How do you get into it? Shaking hands? Joining? No. Born into it.
Amen.
Dying, getting rid of your old badger skin.
Amen.
See, your old self, to get into a new one.
Amen.
See? Forsake the old badger skin. The Shekinah light does not... Listen. Ministers, I want you to listen to this. When once the inside... I'm going to take this real easy so you'll be sure to get it. Once inside the veil, under the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah light does not take the Word of God and reveal Jesus to be a fortune teller.
Amen.
No. Like the denominations do today. Mental telepathy, Holy Roller, Beelzebub, the Shekinah glory doesn't reveal him to that. But the Shekinah glory ripens the seed that's promised for that hour.
Amen.
Of the Word. Showing him to be still the lily of the valley.
Amen.
It brings forth that seed.
Yes.
The lily of the valley. The bread of life.
Yes.
The Alpha and Omega. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He is the believer's potion. The Shekinah glory reveals to the believer... He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Not the days he's passed and he died and it's all over. So, friend, if you believe that, you've never struck the Shekinah glory.
Amen.
How could the Shekinah glory ever reveal him in three persons?
Amen.
How could the Shekinah glory ever reveal him as being baptized people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost when there's never a person in the Bible baptized that way?
Amen.
How could the Shekinah glory limit him to an apostle when he's the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
See? The Shekinah glory manifesting.
Hallelujah.
It brings forth the word of promise right out to you. That's the reason that he had to veil Moses' face, because in him was the word.
Amen.
He veiled Jesus as a humble little man to keep him from seeing Jehovah.
Amen.
And he veils himself today in earthen vessels. The Shekinah, the outside looks like a bunch of holy rollers, old badger skins, but the inside hides the Shekinah glory. And it ripens the shoe bread that we feast on and drive across the country for hundreds of miles. It's the believer's food. It's only for believers. Remember, the shoe bread was only for the believer only. Shoe bread seed. Notice, what does it do? That Shekinah glory over the shoe bread kept it from spoiling. Remember, the manna that came from heaven, it was stayed in the Shekinah glory from one generation to another. Outside, it got wiggle tails in it overnight.
Amen.
It contaminated. Is that right?
Amen.
Outside of the Shekinah glory, the days of miracles is past.
Amen.
See? It's all fanaticism.
Amen.
But inside...
Hallelujah.
Look, They got some sunflower seed out of a garner in Egypt that was put in there in the days of Joseph, 4,000 years nearly ago. Joseph put them in the garner. They planted them. They lived. Why? They had life. What's this Shekinah glory today to break beyond the veil to see who God is standing before you? See who God is standing here before us? The pillar of fire? He's veiled in human flesh. But what does it do? The shewbread seed, the word, that we're to live on in this day by these promises, the Shekinah glory ripens that shewbread, brings it to pass, makes it bread to the believer. That laid in the pages of the Bible, year after year, the word for this age to the denominations, it's a stumbling block. To the denominations, they stumble at it. Down through the years, Luther, Wesley, Martin Luther, and all Sankey, Finney, John Smith, Knox, all stumbled at it. But what's it to be done in the last days? What is to reveal? Bring forth. Amen. What's Malachi 4 to do? To turn back. Amen. The people from that stumbling block. Amen. To break down the traditions. Amen. And to reveal the bread with the Shekinah glory. Watch it ripen and produce. Amen. Just exactly what it said it would do. Amen. Oh my, the shoe bread for this age. To the denomination, a stumbling block. A bunch of fanatics. But we who believe. But now, as Revelation 10's promise, all the mysteries of God that's been hid in the pages down through them years will be ripened. Brought forth in the age of the seventh angel's message. Is that right? Amen. What did he say a year and 6 months ago? Right on 2 years now? Go out to Tucson. Be north of Tucson, a great blast. What would take place? The seals would be opened. The seals that reveal these things. Amen. Come back, just as he said. What is it? It shows it cannot be man. It hits perfectly, just as straight as it can be each time. Amen. What is it? It's the hand of God.
Amen.
See? Before us. And because it's in a little group veiled in human flesh, it's veiled to the outside world. He's hid from the outside world. He's revealing himself to babes such as will learn. See? Ever see every parable in the Bible? Ever type of the Bible is made manifest right here before us. The same God in the pillar of fire that wrote the Bible, both in the Old and New Testament, is right here manifest. It's showing just exactly what it was. Interpret it right back. And to make it sure that it's the interpretation, we got the interpretation, then let's see it happen. That's it. That's it made manifest. Manifest. Jesus said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. See? It's got to be proven. But now, not proven like Jesus, they put a rag around his head and hit him on the head and say, if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you. And if you are the Son of God, turn these bread. See, that's the devil. If you're the Son of God, come off that. I mean the revelation that he's supposed to do.
Amen.
That's what it is. But now, as Revelation 10 is revealed, the mysteries of God is made manifest, known, as a seven-sealed book promised. Now, let your faith in him, who is the Word. Well, in Revelation 19, I had wrote down here Revelation 10 to go to it, but at 8:10 it's 19. When he comes, he's going to be called the Word of God, riding upon a white horse, and the followers of heaven will be behind him. Break the denominational veil of education. Break the denominational veil of tradition. Break those veils that's hiding him from you. Break those veils of pride, you women. You're king's daughters. Act like it. Live like it. Break every veil. No matter what PhD and LLD said, if it's contrary to that Bible, break through that veil. Before we cross the riven veil.
Hallelujah.
We're on the other side now. On the other side. And you will see, if you'll just do that, break those old traditions and things and come to him, you'll see him standing the mighty conqueror.
Amen.
The word of promise for this age made manifest.
Amen.
You'll see the mighty God unveiled. See him right among us, sure. Unveiled. The mighty God. Unconquered by traditions. They tried to hide him behind there. They did for years. But the time of the promise drew near. God raised up a Moses one time. And he set the children free from them things. And he can't be conquered. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They say it can't be done, but it was done. Then when it was done, they said it's of the devil. But that don't change the word of God a bit. It still remains God to the believer. The mighty conqueror, the same yesterday, today, and forever, by his nature, by his word, Hebrews 13:8. I'm closing and saying this because it's 5 minutes to 12. Just saying this. I got about 10, 12 more pages. I'll get some other time, maybe tonight. Notice.
Amen.
Notice this. There was an auction one time. And they got an old fiddle up. You've heard it many times, an old violin. The auctioneer said, "What am I offered for it? I may not have this just right according to the poem. It's been many, many years, but it comes on my mind." And they picked up the old fiddle. It didn't look very much. Looked scrummy, everything. He couldn't even get a bid on it. Finally, I think he got a bid for a dollar or something like that. And there was one standing there that didn't think it ought to sell for that, so he went and picked it up. He struck it in his hands, picked up the bow and rosin it, and he played a tune. And when he did, everyone started crying. They never heard such music in their life. Then the auctioneer said, "What am I offered? $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. See, what was it? The master's hand revealed what was veiled in the old instrument. Same now. The old book. It's ragged. It's been laughed at, burnt, made fun of. But the time has come that they've got a denominational auction. The World Council of Churches. They're selling like nobody's business. There's a denominational auction coming. But remember, there's something in the old book that promised that there will be a predestinated, ordained hand come one day that will pick it up and make the word of this book to a predestinated heart to the task that it's made for, reveal the promises that's in it. It might look old like an old bunch of holy rollers or something there. But it just takes the master's hand, the word on it, to reveal that word. And it becomes more than a holy roller. It's become that to every one of us, hasn't it, friends? It's not a bunch of fanaticism. It just depends on whose hand the bow's in. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, by faith, today I see the master of the old book that they have swapped for traditions. They swapped it for denominations. They tried to trade it off. Now they're trading it for a world council of man, of churches, communistic, atheistic. The auction's on, Lord. God, step forth. Surely you will. Send us that prophet, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That picks up that bow. That picks up this word. And proves that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Many, Lord, will sell their lives. They'll throw away their old traditions. They'll break the veils. They want it, Lord. They'll give anything. Anything, just give them Jesus. Lord, I think you've proved it to them now. They come from everywhere. They spend their livings. They do everything to try to get to the meetings, to do all they can because they found that pearl of great price. Other things are very little. Bless them, Father. Laying on this pulpit this morning, Lord, lace handkerchiefs. Maybe some of them will have to leave today before the healing service tonight. Oh, eternal God, look down. I know you're here. You're veiled.
Amen.
And I'm sending these little veils, Lord, called handkerchiefs and little aprons and little booties for little babies. And I'm sending them as little veil tokens that your word has been preached over this morning. And as a believer, I lay my hands upon them, my body, as signifying, and I believe it. And by faith, each one in this building is doing the same, Lord.
Yes.
May the sick get well.
Yes.
You can stroke the word from here, Lord, like the old violinist did to the violin. Make it so, Lord. Make it play the right tune.
Yes.
Only the master's hand. And we'll see him standing in full view. How those people must have thought that day when they wouldn't give nothing. When they didn't give nothing for the old violin. They didn't want it. They wouldn't have it in their house. But when once picked up by the one who could master it.
Hallelujah.
Then they sold everything they had to get it. They were fussing and fighting over it. It was too late then. So will it be sometime. When the trumpet of the Lord shall be sounded out, time shall be no more. Those who've been looked at and made fun of, that stood there before the open veil and seen the Word of God manifested, others will scream for it. But as you said, it'll be too late then. They went in to the wedding supper and they were left out where there's weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Help every person to believe this morning, Father. Break through every veil of selfishness, every veil of unbelief, and see the mighty conqueror unveiled before the believers. For lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. A little while and the world won't see me no more, yet ye shall see me. Show yourself among us, Lord, as you have been doing. Ever remain that way until we're visibly before you. When the amorphous has been changed and you become again Son of Man and Son of David, grant it, Lord, through Jesus Christ's name, while we have our heads bowed and all in prayer. Wonder today if there's some here that, inside or out, there's no way to bring an altar call up here because there's no room. But I wonder sincerely, you believe this to be the truth? You believe that in this day that we're living in all this chaos and scientific age, like it was in the days of Noah and the days of Moses, the days of Christ, that God, the great Father of all of us, who are born into Him, stands among us today. Amen. This visible pillar of fire that's scientifically proven. Many years ago, as the little boy spoke to me out there and told me I'd live right here, what would take place, telling you about it. And then one day down on the river, before the ministry started, first revival, he appeared in the skies, identified himself, and gave the commission. All these years I've hid it in my heart, veiling Christ. Same pillar of fire, interpreting the word as promised. We're in the last days, just the coming of the Lord. And if you find yourself outside that veil, which is death to stay out, will you by faith this morning say, by God's help and with your help, Lord, I want to break through that veil. I want to get in where you're at to see the full Word of God. Don't try to be a Moses. Don't try to be an Aaron. Don't just be who you are, but be a Christian. Would you, with your heads bowed, raise your hands to God and say, Lord God, help me inside the veil. God bless you. God bless you. That's just look at the hand. Outside, remember, I might not never see your hand. It isn't worth much for me to see it anyhow. It is God. It only, to me, it just makes me see that the seed has fell somewhere. But God sees the real heart. If there are any others that didn't raise your hands or want to be raised now, raise your hands and be remembered in prayer. Raise your hands. God bless you. That's good. God bless you. Father, we pray today that these, Lord, who are not yet through that veil, they're standing out there like Israel. They're watching. They believe, but they've never broke into this yet to see that great Shekinah light, both spiritual and physical, insomuch that a mechanical eye of the camera keeps taking the picture. Just 2 weeks ago, caught it again. You're revealing yourself, Lord, the mighty God, unveiled to the believer, still veiled to the unbeliever, but unveiled to the believer. May they break through today, Lord. See His great splendor and glory. May their hearts be changed before we even get back to this church tonight. May they all be filled with Your Spirit, Your presence. May the Master pick up that faith that they've got, streak it across the Word. May the tune come back, Thou hast been ordained before the foundation of the world to believe this. Believe, my child, and be saved. Father God, we commit them into Your hands now, realizing is nothing more that we can do. It's all with You now, Father. I give them to Thee in the name of Jesus Christ, Thy Son. Amen. I love Him. I love Him. And hurt
us my salvation on Calvary.
Do you love him?
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me the Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise
I once was lost, now I'm found, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me the Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God is He. Oh, saving me, keeping me from sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His
How many sees Him standing, the mighty conqueror, the Word made flesh, unveiled before us, the Alpha, the Omega, He that was, which is, and shall come, the root and the offspring of David, was a Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man, will be Son of David. Amen. You believe it with all your heart? Unveiling Himself in each age, brought to the believer, veiling Himself in human flesh from the unbeliever. He's hid behind a veil. May God break every veil, and we see Him as He is. Amen. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks. Jordan, in the sweet fields of Eden, where the tree of life is blooming, there is rest for me. Jesus, don't you want to cross Jordan now? Ain't long enough in the wilderness? Let's go over to the promises. Jesus, break every fetter. Jesus, break every fetter. Oh, when He set you free. Let's raise your hand now. I will ever, ever praise Him. I will ever, ever praise Him. I will ever, ever praise Him. For He said, you feel good? Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful. Isn't He, Dan? Let's shake hands with one another now, saying, Jesus, pray. Jesus.
the mighty God. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Just changed his form. Can't you hear the master's violin pull across the bow, across his word? He's the same yesterday. I will ever, ever praise him. I will ever, ever praise him. Him, the word. Ever praise him. What did he do? Me, praise be to God. I love him. Don't you love him? Isn't this heavenly? I like that attributes of the Word. See, just the Holy Spirit, that sweet, humble way. I just like that. Oh, just saying, on the other side of Jordan. I'm nearing there now. In the sweet immortal of Eden, what will I find there? Where the tree of life, that was in the Garden of Eden, is blooming, there is rest for. You want to go? He breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every tradition. Isaiah said he's a counselor, a prince of peace, a mighty God, the everlasting Father. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, prince of peace, the mighty God is he. Oh, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful. How wonderful he is. I tell you, there's no end to this. I come into this 33 years ago, feeling this away. And if he tarries one day, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going out in the same way. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. He's a counselor, my prince of peace. Mighty God is he. He's saving me. Paul said, if I sing, I'll sing in the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If I preach, I preach in the Spirit. If I walk, I walk in the Spirit. If I talk, I talk in the Spirit. Amen. Let everything be done by the Word and the Spirit. Yes, sir. Amen. It's all God's truth. I see Him, the mighty God, unveiled. I see Him pull back the creeds, the denominations, pull back the skeptics, the educational programs, and everything. Walk forward.
Amen.
Stand there. You think the creeds could conquer him? You think the denominations could conquer him? You think the World Council can conquer him? He conquered everything, broke every fetter, ripped open hell, tore off the seal.
Amen.
Entered into the holiest of holies, unveiled himself to us, being the Word, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I love you. Now, until we meet this afternoon, we want to do one thing. That is, take the name of Jesus with you, a child of sorrow and of woe. Tempts you that you're not looking at the right thing, pointing to the Word like Jesus did. See? See? Amen. At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at His feet, King of kings in heaven will crown you when about 6 o'clock giving out prayer cards to those who wants to come in the prayer line. I think we better do it. We wasn't going to, but being a crowd, we better do it, you see. Now, remember Him. Keep Him always on your mind, in your heart, wherever you go. See, keep Jesus on your mind.
Amen.
Take the name of Jesus with... Listen. As a shield from every snare. What happens when temptations round you get? What must you do? Just breathe that holy name in prayer.
Precious name. Oh, how sweet.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, power and joy.
Let's stand. Lord Jesus, we thank You tonight for the privilege to be able to hear these words of Brother Branham, Your prophet. Thank You, Lord, for the invention of a tape recorder and the equipment to play it on now and for us to see, and may it speak to our hearts and show us the revelation of Yourself, Lord, that was vindicated by the same pillar of fire that led Moses, that revealed Yourself to Paul. Lord, we believe that we've been witnesses of those things today, and we've heard these words, and may we see God unveiled, Yourself standing in our midst tonight. May we recognize You're still present with us, in Jesus' name. Amen. You say amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate You as You go tonight. Thank You for coming tonight. Heavenly Father, I appreciate You. Heavenly Father, I bow down before You. God bless you. You're dismissed.